John and Teresa Whitty are in our studios once again for a Rural Solutions Technology Update show. And better turn my mic up a little louder. There we go.
Yeah, very good.
Hello, Paul.
Did you enjoy your walk from your place to here today?
Yeah, it's, you know, spring is coming.
Yep,
it's not here yet, obviously.
And you guys like the hot weather.
Yeah.
So you're waiting for July and August.
Yep.
Just want to get that ground warmed up.
Oh, yeah, and John's getting itching to get in the field, I bet.
He's getting itchy, yep.
So, yeah, it's close.
Explain that feeling, John. You're wanting to get going.
Okay, imagine you get free tickets to Twins game, and you get to sit down right behind the dugout, and you're getting ready to go to it.
Oh, okay.
But then as you're driving, you hear that it's going to be rain delayed. But maybe they'll play it after all. So that's kind of where I would explain it.
Very good description. Very good description. Okay. All right, Teresa, what are we going to talk about this morning?
We're going to talk about Facebook. Today. I'm going to give John the lead today.
Well, okay, so have you ever had a conversation with somebody about something and, you know, just had your phone on you, whatever. Then the next day, you know, let's say you talk about, you know, the price of new cars or something like that. And the next day, you're on Facebook and you see ads for used cars or new cars all over the place.
Yep.
And it keeps on pounding you with these cars. Or if you say a business name, boom.
Yep.
How do they do that?
Yep. Happens to me all the time.
Yeah. And, you know.
Good topic.
Everybody, you know, you think they got to be listening through a microphone. They got to be snooping on us somehow, you know. It doesn't make sense It's not coincidence.
It's not coincidence.
No. But at the same time, if you think about it, how many phones are there? They're not going to record or listen to every conversation you have all the time. That would not be very cost effective. Because most of the stuff I talk about is very boring.
You're
you know,
right.
Frankly. But how do they do that? It's just an amazing thing how this happens.
So depending on who you talk to, you'll hear anything from, oh, we don't do that. You know, we don't listen to anything, you know. Mm. And a lot of people just don't believe that. But we found some other evidence that there are things that are listening. So that's what we're going to talk about today.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it happens to everybody.
Right.
And it's on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't happen to me when... As soon as it happened to other people, I heard about it, and then it started happening to me shortly thereafter. And, you know, one of the biggest reasons for this is I'm not a game player on my phone. I don't download those cute little apps and play them and have them running on all that. I know a lovely lady in this room does that a little more than I do.
I like my Sudoku and whatnot.
Yeah.
My wife's the same way. I play no games, and she plays a couple.
But what the companies really are doing, they, you know, when you have your phone on you and your Facebook app, which most everybody has, they're able to see where you are at all times. Even if you don't have Facebook open, it's always open on your phone.
He means physically, like they can track your location.
Yeah.
Unless you turn it off. I turn my location off for most apps. My map app needs to know where I am. Like if you have an Uber app and you live in the cities or whatever, you need to have your
location on.
You know,
if Instagram.
Snapchat has your location.
Yep, Snapchat.
Yep. So you can turn those off and on within the apps. Mm-hmm. You can, you know, adjust your preferences so that, you know, because if you, let's say you're shopping and you're, you know, near a store or you go into a store, they can tell what stores you're in. According to your location.
Now when you say they, who are they?
Okay.
Tech companies.
So Facebook itself might not be tracking you. But if you download some of these games, and some of them have connections to Facebook, you know when you have to agree?
Yep.
Do you read that?
Nope. Never.
Does anybody?
It's huge. You know, pages of stuff you don't.
And you don't really understand it because it's in legalese.
But in doing so, you're agreeing to a lot of different things. And one of those things is allowing them to track your location or allowing them to have access to your microphone on your phone.
And they, you know, that would be a huge invasion of privacy. I mean, that would not be legal for somebody to wiretap your phone, basically. However, they're not listening for you. In some cases, we were finding apps from this Alfonso group that produces games. It's a module that they put in these games that they get. And it does have a listening thing, but it's not used to listen to you. It's used to listen to what TV shows you're watching to, because their purpose is to listen to the programs that you have playing so they can report back. Mm-hmm. Okay. So they're not listening to you.
Not all of them. But when you say, I agree...
You're agreeing to it.
You're agreeing, and that covers them.
That makes it legal for them to do that.
Okay.
So they are catching keywords, but also they're very good at marketing and advertising. They see that the three of us are together now, and we often talk technology because that's the name of our show. Mm-hmm. And so technology things come up on my phone more often, you know, this time of the week than they do on a weekend, for instance.
Wow.
And we know we have a conversation about technology.
Yeah.
Just because if Teresa's got that game loaded on her thing, you know, they're listening, they're thinking it's a TV program they're listening to, and we've agreed to it, so we're letting them in on this conversation.
And if I have, like, let's say I have a good friend and we're together a lot, and that friend goes somewhere or buys a new product or buys a new service, I might start getting advertisements for that,
right?
You know, or advertisements for that, a TV show that friend is watching, because my phone and their phone have an association.
Right. All right, let's try this. I need free Twins tickets. And I love steak and potatoes.
Well, we'll have to check back now next week and see what kind of cool ads have.
Oh, my gosh, you're too funny.
You've gotten...
Yeah, so that's how, by agreeing to a lot of this stuff, that's how they track you then.
Yeah.
Yes, and we're agreeing to it. You know, we're saying, come on in, listen to us and do that.
Mm-hmm. So it's apps on our phone that we install, and when we install them, we give them permission.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, so I don't want to give them permission, so then I won't be able to access their app or
sometimes,
do what I want?
Sometimes, okay. Yeah. But sometimes you can review what information you're allowing them to have. And, you know, I've installed apps and I look at that and, you know, they want my contacts list and they want my this and then they want my that. And maybe all I give them is my profile name and my profile picture. So they'll have access to those or my email address. I might, you know, they require certain things, you know, and they might require my name and my email address, but I can uncheck the rest of everything else.
Okay.
So if you go into your applications on your phone or your computer and find those places, and there's a lot of different places to look, and we can help you with that. I know one example is my son is a runner. And I started doing some running here a couple years ago, and he had this really cool app called Runkeeper, and it shows me the path I have, my speed.
I have mapped my walk.
Yep. And it's really neat, and we can share with each other and all that stuff. Well, that was tracking my every move, whether I had the app open or not. And I see that was linked directly with my Facebook when I looked it up.
Yep.
So stuff that's free. Is it free for a reason? It's not because these companies, you know, can give you this stuff for free because they love you so much. They're getting something in return, and that's what it is.
Wow, interesting. So Very interesting.
A couple places to look, and we're not going to give you specifics, but if you go to the settings on your cell phone, for one, you can go to apps and notifications, and here's some things that I can see. In advanced, I can see the default apps, permissions manager. So I can see in my permissions manager, my camera, 8 apps out of 43 apps are allowed to utilize my camera.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How do you get to that again? Say that again.
Well, on my phone, I went to settings, and then I went to apps and notifications, and under advanced, it talks about permissions.
Oh, wow.
If you're on Facebook, you can go to your settings and look at your privacy. Just don't be afraid to go into these you know, other setting areas and look and see what they are tracking of you.
Okay. And Therese is very good at helping people. Helping so just people give us a call or come on in.
Yep. All right. Hey, great, great show. That's, well, I'm sure we'll talk about this more. It's interesting.
Yeah.
It's the, yeah, it's the, lots of stuff. The time and day and time that we live in.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
So not really much, you can do about it, but we can do some things.
Right. Yep. Absolutely.
So if they want to have, if you have people have questions for John Therese, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, you can give us a call at 320-698-4747, or you can stop in and see us, Main Street, Madison, right on 6th Avenue.
Or give us a call, or a, no, my part is email. Give us an email, support@ruralsolutions.com.
Get with the program.
All right. Yeah, and I can't wait to golf. I need some new golf pants, shorts, and a golf shirt.
Yeah.
We can talk about that next. What do you need, John?
Free diesel fuel.
Therese, how about you?
Diamond rings.
Diamond rings.
No, I'm not a big jewelry person.
Well, hey, next week we'll talk about it, see if that showed up on our phones.
Yes, we will.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
John and Therese Witte with our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show.